Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exciting moment in radio history every week, made by the likes of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So many exciting things going on, and we apparently are at the forefront of that. I'm Doug Steffen, talk host since 1974. Should I admit to that, Michael?
Yes, you should. You should be proud of the fact that you're the oldest man in media.
Ah, not quite. I think Bohannon's got me beat by a couple of years. One way or the other. Well, we won't tell anybody, though.
No.
We're going to go through the stories and the people, but let's start where this suggestion I just made about News Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine. If you go to talkers.com, Talkers Magazine has an overview, without being too much in the weeds, with the information about news talk, the spoken word formats, and how so many more people, I suppose maybe it goes with the territory, but it seems dramatic, Michael, don't you think, the number of people who are listening to these programs, this format, the stations, etc.?
Yeah, well, it is dramatic. It's been the thing that has, in my opinion, saved radio.
Yes.
It's been spoken word radio. And with all due respect to our friends in music radio, and many of them are the same people in talk radio, that, you know, ironically, Talkers has a huge readership in the music radio world because a lot of the same managers that run the talk stations run the music stations.
Yeah.
They're not as separated as they were, as we say, back in the day.
Yes.
Matter of fact, entire markets, meaning communities, cities of radio stations, are in some cases all located in the same building.
Yep.
You know, so there used to be a saying in the business, well, I can always go across the street and work for the competitor. Well, now you have to go across the hall and work for the same company.
Yeah.
So it's we're laughing.
Oh,
we're whistling past the graveyard, you know.
Yeah, right.
But I forgot the question, but yeah.
Well, I wanted to have people understand that you were on top of it. There's a story in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week highlighting what the news and news talk stations, the spoken word format, is doing in terms of garnering listenership. Mm-hmm. It's really quite significant. I think it's the biggest influx I've seen. You usually get it anyway around election time for pretty obvious reasons, at least since it's become political. Talk radio is much more political than it was certainly when I started in 74. And as we got into it, you know, it becomes more and more a focus on right versus left. But there is, you know, you look back at the reason that people want to know, and they want to know because they can't seem to find information that's relevant anyplace else.
Yeah, it's also entertaining. People find a tremendous amount of entertainment in politics. It's verbally violent.
Why are like wrestling matches? Why is wrestling so popular? And you get right down to it. Look at this. No, it used to be one night a week of wrestling on TV, and then there were two. And then it was beside the WWE at some other organization with guys and girls out there grunting and throwing each other around and looking pretty stupid. And, I'm going to get this guy. And now it's wrestling
theater
every night.
Well, wrestling is theater. Wrestling is theater.
Yeah.
Wrestling is a fantastic form of physical theater, personality theater, and the audiences are part of the show, which is why they've been really taxed into being as creative as possible to pull off these wrestling matches without large arena audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a very good job of it. I think all sports have done a very good job of dealing with the fact that they're playing to empty houses by and large, but I don't think they've done such a good job that they've been able to close the gap in terms of the product.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the fans in any sport are an important part of the delivery of the drama and the impact. You know?
Right. Now, as a matter of fact, we look at the story list. You want to go through it. Number 10 has to do with sports during the pandemic.
Yes.
Maybe you've got some more to say about this. The baseball season's over pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so is basketball now. We've got the football season. But that's in jeopardy. The teams keep shutting down because the players are all getting the virus. Yeah.
Yeah. The feeling in football, and I'm a football fan, is that this is just a weird season. It's sort of like a season-long preseason. It's like exhibition games. It's real, and it'll count, and you want your team to win, and everybody is playing as hard as they can. But between the injuries that have happened on the field because there was no preseason, no warm-up time, people are not, you know, they're pulling muscles, and some terrible, terrible injuries have occurred, and people coming down with COVID, and many top players not even playing this season, doing what was called opting out, the season has this feel, and Tuesday night games and games being canceled at the last minute.
But yet you turn on the television every night, and there's every one of the networks has got some kind of sports. I mean, I saw three football games on three major networks. I think it was last night or the night before, as I'm going through the channels, that's all they seem to have to program. So next thing you know, you're going to be doing Little League football.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, you know, basketball came to a conclusion. It was kind of interesting. LeBron James set all kinds of records. The L.A. Lakers are back on top. In baseball, some of the teams that weren't expected to do well did. Some of them that were expected to do well didn't because of the strange nature of the season. As I said, football seems surrealistic. I'm not quite sure what's going on in hockey, but that, mm-hmm. I understand, is a little bit off in terms of when they're playing. The big issue with sports is there's been a tremendous loss of revenue for businesses that surround stadiums and arenas that count on these crowds to fill their stores and their restaurants and their bars. That has been a disaster. Stadium workers, vendors, people who make their living have been out of work, and that's been extremely, extremely difficult. And there were a long time when there weren't games, and that has hurt not only the teams who are not selling tickets, that's hurting them financially, but it's hurting a lot of the media that, you know, when the baseball season didn't start for a very long time, there was no baseball. We're talking about millions of dollars of revenue has been lost. The major problem with the sports during the pandemic has been economic. And, not so much, you know, oh, you know, we don't have our sports the way we want them, which, you know, is an issue. But no, the economy, the impact of sports on the economy has just been brutal, and that's been the big issue.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll pick some things out of here that are important. So please do your
magic. I'll zip through it. Here we go. Number 10, sports during the pandemic. Number 9, climate change tied with Roe v. Wade. At number 8, U.S. foreign affairs, China, Russia. At number 7, race relations, police reform, law and order, and the governor kidnap plot. At number 6, the education crisis. At number 5, the economy and stimulus gridlock. At number 4, health care, meds, protective measures. At number 3, COVID-19. 19 stats and projections, and there's a lot of talk about high-profile COVID patients. At number 2, the presidential race, the dueling town halls, the balloting issues, and all kinds of scandals and accusations as each side tries to take the other one down. And at number 1, we have the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. Quick run through the people. At number 10, Pete Buttigieg. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani and William Barr. Two people that are one openly and one kind of accused of being the president's personal lawyer. At number 8, Gretchen Whitmer and Ralph Northam, governors. Melania and Barron Trump, 7 COVID patients. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Hunter Biden. They've been coming after him. At number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Amy Coney Barrett at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. There it is. Quick and easy.
What happened to Mike Pence?
Mike Pence was not on the survey this week.
took a rest this week. I got it.
Yeah.
All right, quarter after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow, has a real passion to help all of us get a good night's sleep. He didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. He has created now, among many other things, the new Dream bed sheets. These Giza Dream bed sheets. They look wonderful, feel great. I sleep in them. It's really a nice thing to get into clean sheets all the time, snuggle up. And these sheets are the best. Mike found the world's best cotton in Egypt, the Giza cotton. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. The Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee like everything at MyPillow.com. Use it. Don't like it? Get your money back. It's that simple. The first night you go to bed and you get on those Giza sheets, though, you want everything else is going to be secondary. You won't want to be on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. And so Mike Lindell making a special offer for folks listening to this program. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you'll have a BOGO deal on the sheets. Receive two sets for the price of one. How about that? And using the DJV code, you get free shipping. So MyPillow.com, promo code DJV at checkout. Or if it's easier for you, you can call them and order. Talk to a human being. 800-716-5989 for MyPillow. 800-716-5989. Or go online for these sheets. Get the BOGO deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael took a drive this week, and I was interested for you to tell a quick story about what you experienced as you drove from south to north. Highways, people, masks.
A lot of masks. First of all, you drive 95. I drove about 1,300 miles in 2.5 days. I chose to drive rather than fly and move back to our central headquarters and our home in Massachusetts, as opposed to a place which is a winter place in Jupiter, Florida, that we wound up spending 10 months. And so you see the world from the perspective of the interstate, but you get to see a lot. And the people in the South are extremely friendly. Everywhere, every state, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, went through all 11 states. Every single one of them practice wearing masks and social distancing intensely. I mean, and thus it seemed like I was in a science fiction movie.
Really? Wow.
Roman, the apocalyptic,
All right. Hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. We continue. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hopefully you're finding yourself tuned in and turned on to our discussion here.
Sound like an old disc jockey, right, Michael?
Tuned in and turned on, yes. Okay, so we're into the stories that people, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, they have a list that's published at Talkers.com every week, so you can follow the stories, and the list changes during the week because this whole business is so much in flux, so many things changing every day, every hour. It makes for exciting radio as much as anything else, I think. Whereas on television, and I don't mean necessarily this to be a slam, but it kind of is, it's the same old, right? With the talk radio conversations, it's fresh, it's new, it moves. Television, the same B-roll, the same pictures, the same, it's just the same stuff over and over and over again. So if you want to kind of get the pulse, then you listen to the various hosts. I noticed that you have an interview this week with this young fellow, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
In the MH interview. He's 26 years old. He was at the RNC recently, I know that. And he's got a show that's on Salem. What do you think's going to happen with him?
I think he's a bright young man. I think that he's very interesting. I think that he makes a very good case for the basic principles of conservative thinking.
At 26, though, what is he? And I don't mean that to be, it's not a shot at him. I just wonder at 26 how much wisdom and experience he has, which is one of the things I think people want to listen to when they hear a talk radio program. I think,
It's very exciting to hear a young, bright person, more so than hearing an old fool. So,
the two of us are exceptions to that rule.
Well, I mean, I do believe that age and wisdom play a role in life. Mm-hmm. However, I am always very, very encouraged when I run into a bright young person, because then I believe there's hope for the future. And he's that kind of kid. He's that kind of bright young person. Now, when I was 26, I already was a veteran in radio. I was running a radio station at 20.
Yeah, me too.
When I turned 25, and, you know, you listen to the lyrics of Neil Young's Old Man,
It certainly fit him these days.
Yeah, but you know, we lamented turning 25. We didn't trust anybody over 30.
Mm.
It seems that today's generation of young people mature slower than going back
yes.
in time.
Yes, there it is. Very, very, very sage. I think that's the way to put it.
You know,
So I began to ask about a 26-year-old, because most 26-year-olds can't find their butt in a snowstorm.
Right. Thomas Jefferson was 33 years old, I believe, when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Think about
yep.
that. He was
mm-hmm.
in his early 30s. Think about yourself at that. Think about your parents. Think about your father. I didn't know him well, but he was a businessman. He probably was doing stuff at 20 years old that today 40-year-olds do.
You talking about my father?
Yeah,
or your father.
Yeah. Your father. I'm trying to bring up a case that you know.
Yeah.
That people were older, younger then than they are now. So
they went through the strain. The strainer, if you will. My father was an orphan, and he was on his own and made something of himself because he had to, not necessarily because he wanted to. And
right.
so a lot of times, the reason I bring up again the 26-year-old, because most 26-year-olds now still live at home, for God's sakes.
Yeah, or they go to these schools, these universities, which is being exposed now. I'd like to talk about that more on the other side of the break. You know, they're kept in childhood for years that are unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And pay yeah. a lot of money to do that.
Right. Okay. So that's, and that again sort of brings me back around. So this kid is an exception.
I'm
thinking also
college.
A bench.
He what? Never went to he didn't go to college.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. A lot of people comparing to Ben Shapiro. Interesting. He's another young star on the horizon. It's 28 after the hour.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin describing some frustration with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up much-needed stimulus money for out-of-work Americans. A November 27th trial is set in Belgium. A senior sitting Iranian diplomat was arrested as the mastermind behind what would have been one of the largest ever terrorist attacks on European soil. Asadollah Assadi was stationed at the Iranian embassy in Vienna in 2018. The complaint alleges Assadi provided high explosives and a detonator to two Iranian operatives. Their target was a large international gathering of Iranian dissidents near Paris. USA Radio News. Big social media tech companies not only try to suppress information you read, they seem to be trying to buy the election with their employees' money. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the shocking numbers.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in Political Action Committee or PAC donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
What is the maximum you can donate to a presidential candidate? Well, the individual like you or me is $2,800 per election. A candidate committee is $2,000 per election. And a PAC or multi-candidate, $5,000 per election. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Page two of our overview this week, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for the week of October 12th to the 16th. Michael Harrison is servicing us well. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the list at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com every week, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of the things that connect us to the world, this fascinating format. So you were talking about childhood. We were discussing Charlie Kirk and his age, and then we were talking in general about people, the naivete, if you will, of that generation, or maybe the two younger generations. And I say that admittedly thinking that you and I are members of the baby boom generation, and you know, we look askance at those who are not experienced, but there is a whole different culture that's come out of this last 20 or so years, Michael.
There's no doubt about it. And I think that people grew up faster in the old days than they do now.
Yeah.
And part of that is because of social media and American popular culture, the economy, and the whole idea of going to college and having experiences, making contacts, learning socialization, and not really learning skills.
Yeah.
Not taking classes and things that you really don't need to know about. You know, there was once the idea that, well, you get a well-rounded liberal arts education and that you can apply that to anything you go into. It's not really true. A lot of these things you don't even remember. It's about getting a piece of paper and saying you went to some prestigious school.
Yeah.
What can you do? I don't know. I can't do anything. Well, then why should I hire you?
And is it going to be worse, the lackluster time we're in for education, where people are looking at a screen and listening to a college professor or a high school teacher or even a kindergarten teacher, and what do they get out of it? If you don't know any better, my grandson doesn't know any better, so this is how he's starting his educational routine. What will it be like when he's very social? What will it be like for him when he actually goes to school? And
I think that we have to separate social from necessarily being what you learn in school, because a lot of what happens in school is the social is actually torture. You get bullied. You get kids throwing a ball at you in dodgeball and phys ed. You get made fun of. You get humiliated. You're bored to tears in some classes where the teachers are in person but they're lousy. I actually believe that you can learn more. So I take a contrary position on this. From a screen, in a well-designed package, in a well-designed system, than going to school and wasting a lot of time with boring teachers, boring classes, sitting there staring at the wall, hiding your smartphone so that they don't know you're texting and elsewhere. And thinking of school as a social situation. There's so many other ways to socialize. And not to mention, if you go out to work, you create social relationships with your coworkers. It's all a mess. It really is. And it's too expensive. It's a person should not be in debt for years to have a piece of paper.
Get out of it. All right. Well, Michael has just torpedoed the entire post-secondary education system in our country. You're ready to hear first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. Speaking of torpedoing things, one of the most prominent members of the C-SPAN group, C-SPAN organization that was put on the air, about 40 years ago, Brian Lamb came up with this idea and he got people to help him start a network that that underscored non-controversial ways of looking at things, kind of just the facts, right? That's really what...
It started with live coverage of political events without commentary.
Right.
The cameras would just be there. You'd watch them.
Right, yeah.
You don't have a panel of people telling you what it means.
And so then it expanded. I remember you and I, when we would have our conventions in Washington, would be on. You were on a lot, bringing the talk radio, the richness of talk radio, because it made great fodder for C-SPAN, in a sense. I remember being on two or three times with you and some other folks. And, you know, it was a great experience because Brian himself was right down the middle. Man, you talk about somebody who didn't have an axe to grind. He was all about getting to the heart, the meat of the story, and was very skilled at it, I think. I miss him on the air. Anyway, so Scully apparently did some tweeting that he ought not to have done and has exposed himself to being a little one-sided. So now, is everybody vulnerable? Even the people on C-SPAN now are getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar. It seems almost sacrosanct to think of C-SPAN as being violated, but apparently it was with whatever...
Well, I don't know. When you say hands in the cookie jar, that indicates corruption as opposed to breaking format.
It is a form of... In my mind, it's a form of corruption. It's not monetary corruption, but it's sort of mental corruption. You know, you present yourself as one thing, and in fact, you are something else. And we see that kind of all the time, don't we?
Don't we ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. As part of human nature.
I suppose.
It's like, would you consider playing records on the radio as a DJ that you don't like and saying, that's a great hit from Tony Orlando and Dawn?
I actually like those songs, but it's...
but you know what I mean.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Exactly. There were a lot of things that you and I did as disc jockeys because the boss told us that's what we had to do. But the boss didn't tell Steve Scully to do. I guarantee you the boss didn't tell Steve Scully what to do in this circumstance. But it just shows everybody, I guess, is vulnerable, Michael.
He basically,
under the circumstances, you know, we like to think of we're these news media outlets like Fox keep saying, we're fair and balanced. And C-SPAN presented itself, and Scully, I think, was probably one of the most visible of all the people that are on C-SPAN. Don't you think? I mean, when you get right down to it.
I don't watch C-SPAN that much anymore.
He's been around.
I don't know.
Gentle soul. He looks like one anyway. He's the president, by the way, of the White House Correspondents Association as well.
He said something in his
He admitted to lying about his Twitter feed being hacked, when he was confronted about a questionable exchange with Scaramucci. He went to, as they call him, the Mooch, to get some dirt on Trump before he's supposed to. He was supposed to be the moderator of the debate that got canceled this week. Mm-hmm. You knew that, mm-hmm. right? Scully was supposed to be the moderator of that. And so they had their town hall meetings. And before this, though, he tweeted at Scaramucci, "Should I respond to Trump?" When Trump criticized him, that is Scully, as a never-Trumper. And so this was a, can you find something stronger than that to take a shot at the guy with? He's, I don't know why you'd go to Scaramucci. Doesn't seem to be anything.
Yeah, well, without going down the rabbit hole of that particular story, one of the things that makes it very difficult to take a neutral posture, a Switzerland posture in today's society, and I deal with it because I try to take that posture, is that a lot of people believe if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yep.
So by saying I'm not taking the left or the right, then you're on the left if they're the right. Then you're on the right. If you don't see that this president is either the worst thing that ever happened or the best thing that ever happened, well, then you're a liberal. No, yeah. you're a conservative. Yeah. If you're not with me, you are a fascist or you are a communist. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes in an environment such as this, what was considered the safe middle ground is actually the center of the crossfire and the most dangerous place.
Can't be in the middle. Can't be in the middle.
It's right. Very hard during.
Scully was taken off of the coverage of the campaign and will not appear on the air again until after the election. So that's the end of him for a while.
I wonder if they're paying him.
I don't know. We can call and ask if you'd like. Check that out.
Let's get his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I together, we can do that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Right. Actually, that'd be pretty good.
You would too.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
I would have fit there. I would have fit.
Yes, you would have. Yep. Mm. All right. I want to talk about the people were the number two issue this week. I suppose there's a lot of stuff around voting, but the presidential race number two and the discussion about felony those people who have been convicted of felonies and whether they should vote or not in this year's election becomes a part of that conversation as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to call your attention to a super sophisticated yet super simple way for you to lose weight. On a daily basis, I'm betting you're like 80% of the rest of the country. You look in the mirror and you think, I got to lose a few pounds here and a few pounds there. And if you've been sitting around not exercising during COVID, probably got more than a few pounds here and a few pounds there. Guess what? Halloween's coming, all that candy, then Thanksgiving, all that eating, and then Christmas. You know what happens then. So get out in front of it. Go to toploss.com and see how the use of the program that we have from Calitrin can be so right for you. Help yourself. Go to toploss.com, see the information they have about the success stories, people using Calitrin, and then you can see some of the other things that go with Calitrin, some of the complementary products that they have. When you buy three, you can get three of anything that they have there. There's a product that you can use to get rid of the midriff bulge that you have. Get rid of the fat. Burn it off. Help yourself. It's two different things treated by two all-natural products from Calitrin. Toploss.com. At checkout, use the code DJV. No shipping charges then. And access to these fabulous deals. We actually buy a six-month supply of their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Get rid of the bulging fat here and there. You buy three and get three free. That's the deal. Toploss.com. Lose that weight the natural, simple way. Check out at the end of the event. Use the code DJV.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home. including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Playing the same sport for an entire year and nothing else. It's called sports specialization, and it could be causing harm to your child's body, according to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anikar Shabra.
We're seeing a huge epidemic of injuries in kids nowadays. Kids are playing sports, the same sport, at a much younger age, and they're playing on multiple teams. So they're not giving a chance for their body to recover and rest.
Practicing and competing in one sport year-round can cause the body to wear down and create overuse injuries and muscle imbalances.
It's like going to the gym and doing the same exercise, the same lift every day until you get hurt. And they're not giving their chance for their body to develop and grow.
It also increases the risk of burnout and quitting sports altogether.
The biggest prevention tip I'll give patients and their parents is take 3 months off from your sport. Do other sports in the off season.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Back with Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the presidential race and elections in general, the focus, we're only, what, a couple of weeks away from the election, and there is a big to-do. A lot of talk radio hosts are talking about whether felons should be able to vote or not in this year's election. Apparently there are 5 million people, Michael, with felony convictions that can't vote. Some states you can, some states you can't. This is when we were kids, felons couldn't. Remember Gordon Liddy, our pal, the talk host? He couldn't even come to the White House because he was a felon. Never mind,
yeah,
not
that was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing. It wouldn't let him in the White House.
Right.
But I don't know whether the felon issue is one of the major issues around the presidential race. What we do have, though, in modern politics, and Donald Trump is probably the biggest perpetuator of it, is attacking your opponents personally. In other words, if somebody says they don't like your policy, rather than say why your policy is right and their policy is wrong, you point out that they're a cheater, a liar, and basically no good as a person. You just
so where's the proof of that? Oh, you don't have to have it. Trump says it, so it must be true.
Or people are saying, or I hear it, I read it. Oh, man, it's sloppy. It's very, very sloppy and dirty.
Yeah. So what did you make of these dueling TV events? Did you pay any attention to either one of them?
I paid attention to both of them, and I thought they both were true to form. Both had good moderators and good questions, and both candidates had to face tremendous scrutiny and basically revealed what they're about. Of course, people who are zealots see what they want to see.
Right. Were they sweating? Did you see any sweat from the brow of either of them?
No. Yeah, okay. My TV is not ultra-high definition.
I got it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with our weekly overview from the legal perspective, the legal mind of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor at Bentley University. He certainly has inveigled himself into our hearts and minds over the years because he's so smart.
Smart, eh?
He's a smart guy, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of smart, the number one story this week, focus on the confirmation hearings. Ms. Barrett does appear to be smart. My read on it is that she's not experienced enough. I'm wondering what, though, from your legal mind, there are two issues actually here. One, her being confirmed, and two, the packing, what do they call it, packing the court, and how that would not really work well, but, you know, you can always threaten these things. So what do you think?
Well, here again, with her confirmation, it does show a certain level of hypocrisy, shocker, on many politicians who, when Barack Obama within the last 9 months of his presidency was nominating Merrick Garland and the Senate president.
Well, wait a minute. It was different then because the Republicans weren't in charge. Come on, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, and with a straight face, Pinocchio is probably going, "You're kidding me?"
Yeah, right.
But,
okay.
You know, bottom line, the American Bar Association has found her to be qualified. I think she is qualified. I'm not exactly, a huge fan of her legal philosophy, but it's entirely...
But she's so young, and she's been on the bench for 3 years. How, in the name of heaven, does that give you the wisdom that's necessary to act on laws that have such complex implications? I just don't think she's...
I would agree with you. But unfortunately, we don't get the best necessarily. We've been lucky with many Supreme Court justices, but we don't always get the best. They very much are political appointments. I mean, you can look back. Clarence Thomas was quite young when he was put to the put on the bench. Yeah. And it's not a matter of political philosophy, but I just don't think he really has been up to the task. But she is technically qualified. She will get confirmed. And then you've got your issues, which you talked before about, going back to Franklin Roosevelt. When he didn't like what the Supreme Court was doing, he decided he would add additional justices to it. And that's the thing. The Constitution doesn't set a number of justices. It has only been traditionally 9. I think this is something that's more of a threat because it can come back and bite people later. But, you know, politics today, things have happened that I never thought I would ever see. So it is entirely legally possible. And if the Democrats do get control of the Senate, which is a possibility, it wouldn't surprise me if they went to add additional judges to the court.
Next up here, the balloting questions, the issues, number 2 this week. The races, the election's only a couple of weeks away. So we've got lawyers everywhere waiting to challenge whatever happens, finding a box in a dumpster and the mailmen dumping things down the toilet, whatever the hell they're doing. How in the world are we going to have a fair and equitable?
We are. You know, I think what's happened is, and I talk about, it's interesting, I talk about what's going on in 2 of my classes, media law and white collar crime. In white collar crime, we talk about how the election could be manipulated and what needs to be done. But frankly, there's been no evidence whatsoever. It's a lot of threats to make people think that the election isn't legitimate. I'm really glad we're not having voting online. That would be a mess.
Horrible. The Chinese and the Russians did fix that right up.
Oh, yeah, they go, check, please. But, you know, but when we're talking about the mail-in ballots can work pretty effectively. There are some that will be knocked out. I saw a story in the news this morning of someone who didn't properly witness his ballot. It's done state by state, and the states are doing a pretty good job of it. It's going to take a while. You know, we're not going to necessarily know our winner the next day. But I think the mail-in voting is going to work okay.
They didn't, the 13 original colonies, they didn't know the winner for months. That's why they didn't have the inauguration until 3 months after the election, because a lot of people didn't even know what was going on.
Absolutely.
Now we find ourselves.
I mean, you talk about the communication. It's like the biggest victory in the War of 1812 was fought after the War of 1812.
Yeah, right. It's strange but true. I think that's kind of the way that you look at it. And, you know, I was thinking about number 7 this week, focus on police reform. They ought to bring back law and order, the original law and order. And put that into perspective. Let's do some shows. Let's bring back, what was his face? Fred Dalton Thompson as the DA. Let's bring him back. From the dead, literally. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the overview of the stories this week on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.